Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by our great friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. And ladies and gentlemen, you can feel my excitement as when I glanced out of my new iPhone 6 Plus, the big dog there with its 52-inch HD screen and, you know, contrast that hurts your eyes. The app looks amazing, and what's even better is there's a nice, shiny number one looking at me. That's right. I'll be at Walt Disney World, God willing, tomorrow, having a great time at the Halloween party, Tower of Terror events, and, most importantly, Epic October. You can get excited for your next Walt Disney World vacation as well. Download Days to Go WDW over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 761 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you and welcome to another One Commute Question Show, where we take your questions and comments, read them here on the podcast, have some fun Disney discussion, and, you know, we can hit maybe 10 different Disney topics in 30 minutes. We love these shows because they're driven by you guys. So please do send in a mini trip report, send in any questions, any comments you have about what's going on down at Walt Disney World. Send those to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and we'll get to that right away and discuss what's on your mind here on your podcast. Joining me today, and she is the only one that made it, so we are going to roll with this and do the best we can. We have Ricky, who is from three primary places. She's from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. You can find her over at TouringPlans.com, writing blogs, and also publishing the bi-weekly, magically speaking, e-newsletter. So what's up, Ricky? Did I get all that right this time?
Yes, you did. This time you're good. So I am getting ready for Epic October. You know, I just got back from a trip and I'm about to head back down. So it's been a weird, like, short week. You know, it's just, it's so wonderful. It's the most wonderful time of the year. So
yes, it is. I think you can hear it in my voice too. I mean, you know, we've done seven, you know, we've got the live shows, over 800 podcasts at this point. And, you know, some of them, I think I sound a little perkier than others because, you know, I'm leaving today after school. You know, I got to teach today at school and then we're hitting the road and hoping to be there by lunchtime tomorrow. So it's just great, you know, because this weekend's all about friends. You know, it's not about attractions. It's about getting together with friends, running a race, watching others run races, you know, getting together, riding rides, seeing shows, having meals. I mean, this is what it has really evolved into, and it's a great thing. So I'm excited to see everybody.
Absolutely. It's all about the friendships that we make. And so, you know, if you're going to be out there, you know, this weekend, make sure you stop by one of our meets. We have a couple of them. So there's one at Epcot in the morning. Yes, I will be up at Rope Drop. Woo! It's Sunshine Seasons, so head on over to Sunshine Seasons immediately after Rope Drop, and you'll see us. And then the other is at Tortuga Tavern on Saturday. Oh, the first meet was on Friday. Forgot to mention that. The second meet is on Saturday at Tortuga Tavern at 2:30, so be there, be square.
That's right. And also, I'll be at the Halloween party on Thursday night, and I will be trick-or-treating with my daughter, who is six, and that is like the primary, because she's done this a couple times now, and that's all she's been talking about for like 6 months. So if you see me, I'm not being, and please do come up, say, hey, I want to meet you, you know, let's hang out a little bit. But if I'm chasing a six-year-old that is on a sugar high, please understand going in that she is like that, you know, she's got to get to the next candy bin because she knows how it works now. She knows like the signage to look for. So there's no stopping her at this point. So
that's
just understand,
dangerous.
I'm a dad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm a dad at the Halloween party, but definitely come up. We're going to hang out and I want to say hi and everything. So please catch me at the Halloween party. And also, I will be at the 5K cheering. So look for me cheering at the 5K. And Mallory is running the kids races. So I'll be at the kids races as well before the 10 miler that night.
Awesome. awesome. Gosh, what a it's just a crazy weekend. I mean, it really is. It's so busy and so fun filled, you know, in a good way, not in a bad way. Just it's just crazy busy, but it's awesome.
So. All right, let's get to the list of questions. We'll do the best we can since Pam is not here, but she will be back very soon. And our first question comes from Michelle Schwarz, and a good friend of the podcast and supports all that we do, and we appreciate that so much. And also, she makes cool little trinkets for Mallory and sends them, like, before trips. It's just, our listeners are the best. I mean, it's unbelievable. She made a countdown for her this summer. It was unbelievable.
Aw, that's awesome.
All right, she says, hi, Mike and crew. I love the idea of 3 days of listener questions. I have a few for you all, please. And you know what? We might do another week of just all listener questions. Ooh. Because we have a lot. So look for that coming up here soon. A while ago, someone asked about locations in the parks and resorts where Cherry Coke is offered. You guys asked for listener input on this, and I wondered if you found out anything about it. You had mentioned after Jay and Melissa's wedding that there would be a future show about Disney weddings. Has this been planned yet? It would be such an interesting topic. Thanks. What is the schedule for the Electric Water Pageant, and do you guys have a favorite location to watch it? I have a 7:30 a.m. reservation for Ohana this fall. I wanted to see if you think we can make it to the Polynesian that early from Pop Century. Will we be okay? Thanks for your help and for the wonderful podcast. You guys are the best. Thanks, Michelle. All right, so she's got a lot in there. So it's kind
of
hit.
Things.
Yes, and I like that. It's great. So Cherry Coke, you know, I think the only place that we had heard from our listeners, and again, this is your show, so please drop by Facebook, drop by the boards, tweet us, and I'll retweet everything, of course. And I'll be on the eye for it this weekend while we're down there, because now that it's fresh in my mind. But I know it is. It was offered. It All-Star Sports owners. It was one of the All-Stars.
Also, I can tell you officially, it is also at All-Star Movies because I stayed there and I took a picture of the mug state, you know, the soda fountains, so I could use for a future blog post. So, yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now and they do have Cherry Coke. So maybe now that we have the new refillable mugs, maybe they have Cherry Coke at all of the refillable mug stations. I don't know. As far as I know, they have it at All-Star. You said sports, and I know for sure they have it at movies. So maybe they either have it at all the All-Stars, or maybe they have it all over. But I know for sure they have it there, because I'm looking at it right now.
And this is one of those things that, you know, we, with our audience, as large as it is, everybody's been at every resort. You know, somebody's been there recently. So please do drop at facebook.com/BeArgusPodcast and just drop a line saying, you know, hey, I saw Cherry Coke at, you know, newly opened Captain Cook's or something like that, you know, so we can all find out where to find the Cherry Coke. You know, what they need is Cherry Coke Zero. I'm addicted to that stuff. I love it.
All right. So good for you.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's a good diet soda. Next, she asked about Jay and Melissa's wedding. You know what? We'll talk to them while we're down there and maybe, you know, get them. We'll definitely get them here on the podcast, but maybe get a few pointers, because we are going to be going around interviewing folks at Epic October and maybe get some questions, you know, now that we're, you know, over a year out, and kind of look back on the wedding experience.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already been a year.
I know. Can you believe it? I know. So, we'll definitely do a show on that. We talked about doing that. We kind of let that slip. So I'm very interested in that, too. It was fun being a part of that. I really got I was honored and enjoyed, you know, getting to see all that and get to share in such an awesome day. It was truly one of the highlights of anything I've done in my life. So I was honored to be there. And finally, electrical water pageant. You know, you can really see this anywhere. You know, I've seen it from the Polynesian. I've seen it actually from the ferry. I've seen it from a Wishes cruise, which that was the best place to see it from.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's something very special. I've seen it from the back of the back of the Contemporary. Does it go out of Bay Lake too?
It hits Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge too. So yeah, I would guess it would have to.
So is there a prime location that you would say one's better than the other?
You know, I'm a sucker for the Polynesian just because you can see the fireworks as well, usually from there. Although, of course, with everything that's been going on at the Polynesian, I don't know how great it is right now. But that's kind of my go-to. I would think the Grand Floridian would be a nice spot to watch it as well. I've just never done it from there. And she asked about the schedule, and it looks like it's up to the Polynesian at 9 o'clock, the Grand Floridian at 9:15, Wilderness Lodge at 9:35, Fort Wilderness at 9:45, Contemporary at 10:05, and the Magic Kingdom at 10:20. And that's only during extended Magic Kingdom park hours. So just keep that in mind. But that's kind of, obviously things can change, but that's the schedule more or less. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
All right. And for 7:30 a.m. reservation at Ohana, coming from Pop Century, I would say drive or take a cab if you could. It'd be tight. But again, with Disney, you know, as long as you have that reservation, you show up within a reasonable amount of time, you can say, hey, the bus was late, and you're going to be fine. You're going to get
right
in, so I wouldn't worry.
Right, absolutely. You shouldn't have a problem with that. And I know the buses start running early, but you know, if it's something that you absolutely want to make sure you're there for, definitely cab it, or, you know, that's, I think that's the best option if you want to make sure you're there on time. Because, yeah, those the buses, you have to wait a little bit sometimes in the morning, so that's something to keep in mind as well.
Yep, and they understand it happens, you know, every hour.
Right.
Every
I mean, they know people have dining reservations. It's not like they early dining reservations, so they're going to have the buses running. It's just if you want to make sure that you don't have to wait on the bus, it might be a good idea to rent, you know, get a cab. I think that's the best. Yeah.
All right. Next question comes from Vicky Willis. She says, "Hi guys, this is a question about summer 2016." So there's plenty of time to answer this one. Coming from across the pond, we like to plan way in advance anyway. All right, well, since this one's so far out, I'm just going to put this
in. We'll just skip this and go back. Yeah, see, we'll come
this
back to it.
Put this back in the pile. No, here we go, Vicky. Let's go. We're considering quite a long stay in August of 2016, perhaps 4 to 5 weeks.
Whoa.
That's awesome. That's not a stay. That is moving.
That is totally moving.
That is taking up residency, I think. We're going to start off in a moderate resort, then go off-site, then come back on-site again for our final 7 to 8 days. Our children will be 9 and 5 at the time, a boy and a girl. We would really like to stay club level somewhere. We have an annual pass. Does the annual pass offer discounts on club level rooms? And I can say, yes, it does. I mean, based on availability, but yes, I've gotten many, many guests annual pass discounts on club level.
Sweet.
If so, how much generally? Typically off rack rate, I can say it's usually, you know, it's like the deluxe, it's basically the same as any deluxe. It's usually around the 25% to 30% off rack rate ballpark. So in beach club and yacht, or I don't know, it's more beach club actually that I get the club level. It just seems the last year or two to get more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think there's more, maybe more rooms there that are club level. Also, what do you think would be the best club level room for us to go having a boy and a girl? We thought perhaps bunk beds at Wilderness Lodge, although them sharing a bed wouldn't be a big problem. They seem to have fairly reasonable prices, too. My dream is to stay close to Epcot, but I think those resorts may be out of our price range, especially the club level rooms. I know AP rates fluctuate and may not even be available, but I'll be interested in your views. Thank you for your wonderful podcast. I always have a little smile when you answer my questions, and we've always followed your advice before. Vicky's over in England. So first of all, thank you again. I love, you know, that everybody enjoys listening to the show and taking the time to write in, so thank you for doing that. I would say, you know, just like I mentioned, Wilderness Lodge is nice, and I've heard good things, and I've had friends, you know, stay club over there that I've booked here in the last 6 months, and I always ask people when they get back, what'd you think, you know, because the places where I haven't stayed club level, and I've only done beach club, and I got positive feedback on the Wilderness Lodge. However, I would say don't discount beach club, because I think with a 9 and 5 year old, and you want to stay close to Epcot for one thing.
Absolutely.
So that satisfies that. Those rooms are incredible, because I have stayed there, and Stormalong Bay.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think Stormalong Bay would be perfect for the age range that her kids are, and she wanted to stay near Epcot. I really think that she should look into the beach club. I think that it would be a wonderful idea for them. So that's where I'm going to go. And I know that the Polynesian has a great, supposedly they have a great,
like a kitchen.
Exactly. So I think they get in stuff from one of the restaurants. So that's an option too, but depending on when they go, you know, it's still under construction. I don't know exactly when they're planning.
Well, 2016, hopefully that'll all be cleared up.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be okay. But yeah, that might be something to consider as well. But I think I would, if it were me, I would honestly consider the beach club. That's where I would head towards, I think.
Here's what I would do. So she's got such a long trip, okay? The difference in club level at Wilderness Lodge will be less expensive club level than beach club, more than likely, with that AP discount, you know,
right.
You know, apples to apples. However, you're staying so long, what I would do is just maybe stay a couple extra nights at a moderate and the money you save there, upgrade from Wilderness Lodge Club level to Beach Club, or, you know, stay off site for a couple days and really make those days count. Because the kids, you don't even have to go into the parks the days you're at Beach Club. Honestly, you can hang out at Stormalong Bay, maybe walk over to Epcot and have fun. You got annual passes. It doesn't matter if you're in the park all day. So, you know, I'd encourage you to look at that. But, you know, all options are fine.
I have done the Wilderness Lodge concierge lounge with Pam before, and they do have a nice little spread that they've got there. But I think that overall, I think that the Beach Club might, if they can swing it, might be the better option. So,
yeah, their lounge was awesome. You know, yeah. I loved it. I was only there for one night, but man, we took advantage of it. Let me just tell you.
Well, you have to. I mean, you know, you're paying for it. That's you might as well.
They're like, here come them hillbillies again from Missouri, you know, getting
their
money's worth.
That's right. Loading up and packing their camper and taking it back to their room.
That's what it was. It was so sad. Anyway. Next question. Another one from Michelle Schwartz says, hi, Mike. Just wondering about Yeehaw Bob's schedule with the River Roost for the earlier family show. Thanks. Hoping to catch him for the first time. Anything we should know for the show? A million thanks, Michelle. Yeah, and for people that don't know, Bob is family friendly the entire night. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So you don't have to sweat that.
Yeah.
But what he does, he tends to play like the kiddie stuff in the first set. So from like 8:30 to 9:30, he'll do things like Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes, Hokey Pokey. A lot of audience participation where the kids can get up and burn off their energy, because Mallory is just, she loves Bob. I mean, and Bob, everybody loves Bob. I mean, I love Bob. Bob is the best. I mean, Disney cast member's Bob. So go ahead. You were just there.
So I was just there, and we took my grandma. Well, actually, okay. So, kind of a heads up for the future when I start talking about this, the trip that I was just on. My dad actually ended up coming down. He ended up getting a buddy pass in flight. So he ended up coming down too. So we had a whole family thing down there. So we went to go see Bob and we took my grandma. And, you know, I've told you guys, grandma's kind of, you know, she's one of those people who's not impressed. You know, you can see she just doesn't show emotion very much.
She's kind of, she's like Grumpy Cat, you're saying.
Yes, she is. Oh my gosh, Grumpy Cat would be a perfect explanation of her. But anyway, so we took her to see Bob, and I said, Bob was doing his thing where he was, you know, meeting guests and everything. And I was like, Grandma, do you want to go meet Bob? I said, he's really nice. And she's like, well, he's nice over there.
Wait, Grandma, Bob is a Disney legend. You shake his hand and you don't wash that thing ever. That's how I feel.
I know. So, but yeah, his set, it was, I think you're right. I think it went to 9:30 or 10. The first set, I don't remember exactly because I know we were, I thought it would go to 9:30, but I think it went to 10 that first night or that night that I was there. And yeah, he was playing a bunch of fun songs. Oscar Mayer Wiener song, you know, the Baloney song. Tons of fun songs. Just he really brings out the kid in you, and so that's the first set. And then the second set is, I mean, it's still fun. There were still kids in there for the second and third set, but it was definitely not as lively, and that's because a lot of the kids had left as well. So, you know, it starts to get a little bit later, and the families do end up leaving after that first set. So it's still a lot of fun. You'll still have a great time, even if you are there for the later sets, and, you know, your kids will still have a good time. But it's just a different kind of atmosphere. That first set is definitely geared more towards kids, and you can feel the energy in the room a little bit more. It peters out a little bit towards the end of the night, and I think that's just because people get tired. You know, they've been in the parks all day and stuff like that too. So, and I think people are more apt to be, you know, kind of relaxing and drinking and having a good time, just enjoying the atmosphere later at night too.
So. I was gonna ask, you didn't get Grandma Bud Light to help her out?
Oh, we definitely got Grandma Bud Light to help that night. Oh my gosh, that was another thing. It was very hard to find her Bud Light because she does not like it draft. It has to be in a bottle. And oh my gosh, we went to Fulton's the first night. And oh my God, they had draft beer, and we ended up getting it for her because she wanted a beer. And then she took one sip of it and went, yuck, and she gave it to my brother's friend. So,
Grumpy Cat.
She is totally Grumpy Cat.
Love her. All right. Well, yeah. So just, you know, and he plays usually three sets. I think you're right. I think what it is there's a lot of foot traffic during that first set because the parks are closing and people are passing through and hearing it going on and checking it out. And then as time goes on, you know, most people have made it by and they're tired. And, you know, people rolling in at 11 o'clock are exhausted.
Exactly. That first set is going to be the hardest to get a seat. So if you do want to see Bob for the first set, make sure you get there early, because otherwise you may be standing. That place was absolutely standing room only when we were there for that first set. And then after everybody started leaving, then we ended up able to get a table. But just know that that first set is absolutely 100% standing room only if you don't get there early.
Yeah, but I'd stand 3 hours for that show.
He totally stood there.
You look up Disney cast member in the dictionary, there's Bob. I mean, Walt just has to smile when he looks down at Bob performing. I mean, that's how I picture this. And, you know, he's just an entertainer. I mean, he's a truly blessed and great person and just such an entertainer.
Absolutely. He's so much fun.
All right. Next question comes from Jessica Gelat, it looks like. And she says, hi, Mike, Debbie, Ricky, and Pam. She says, listener question show, trips next week. And this one, we probably missed it, but this will be for the good of the cause. Love the podcast. Makes my work week fly by when I'm looking forward to the upcoming episodes. I'm heading to Walt Disney World this weekend to celebrate my 1 year anniversary with my husband. That's right. Now she's been married a year and a half. No,
that's right. Yeah.
Happy 18 month anniversary. She's down there with her husband and her in-laws. So there you go. I mean, you know, things must be going well. We are going for the whole week doing the parks and Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party this year. We are staying at Art of Animation, Shades of Green, and the Boardwalk all for the first time. Any insider tips for the trip, for the hotels, and Not So Scary? I know the parade is a must-do. Anything else? Thanks always for all your advice, Jessa. And we're going to, she says, we can talk about having a podcast about a Castaway Key wedding.
Ooh, nice.
I'll be emailing you, Jessica. And Jessica, yeah, if I don't definitely. Email you, email me again, because we got to set that up. That's I've seen it, but I'd love to hear the, again, you know, and I think Michelle would like to hear about it. You know, she wants to hear Disney weddings. There you go. Castaway Key. Bonus. All right. So they're back, but let's, you know, and people are getting ready to do the Halloween party myself tomorrow night. So, you know, fireworks, can't miss that. Can't miss the trick-or-treating. Definitely can't miss the parade. See it in Frontierland, not as crowded.
Yes.
I like the Creeper Crew. I know not everybody's a fan of the Creeper Crew, but I have a 7-year-old or 6-year-old daughter who loves to dance. She's already asked me, Daddy, what's the dance the Creeper Crew is doing this year? Because remember a couple of years ago, they had that China Ann McClain song, the monsters
calling
gonna dance,
monsters.
Calling all the monsters.
Calling
that's right. So,
and then, it's sad that I still know the song.
I know. Well, that's it, because the Parks blog did a cool thing that year, because they put it out and they told everybody to learn the dance beforehand and then do the dance.
I don't
dance
think anybody
party.
Learned that dance. Except for Mellor.
No, I taught it at school during indoor recess to all my kids on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was indoor recess. Yeah. Oh yeah, man. I mean, kids you would never thought would dance. Man, they were doing the zombie dance, but it was awesome.
Awesome.
So, you know, I enjoy that. You know, I like riding ride here and there when I see that there's no line and you can get on there. But honestly, I just love kind of hanging out with my family and, you know, friends and just seeing the Magic Kingdom in a new way. I mean, Ricky, you love the Halloween party too. So anything else?
I do. There's something so fun about being able to trick or treat as an adult, because obviously I can't go around the neighborhood without a kid. So that makes it a little bit harder, you know, to go trick or treating. But at Disney, I could go trick-or-treating, which is awesome. You can dress up in costume, which I highly suggest. Just tip, watch it, because it is still kind of like summertime weather down in Florida.
Yes,
while we were there,
don't dress like Captain EO, man.
No.
I almost died.
While we were
night. There
this past, you know, the past weekend ago, it was actually really nice. I was really surprised. The weather was not brutally hot. I was like, please be like this in, you know, a week. So I don't think it will be. But yeah, so just keep in mind that it is still summer down there. Do not wear things that are brutally hot. That's just my biggest tip for anybody who wants to dress up, because you will end up regretting it in the end. You'll want to take off everything you've got on, and, you know, that's not good. So just keep that in mind. I agree with you about the Frontierland to see the parade. The thing is that I don't think the Creeper Crew goes in Frontierland.
No, you got to go down to Main Street for that.
You got to go down to Main Street. However, in Frontierland, they do have the Cadaver Dance,
yes,
who I think are awesome. It's the Dapper Dance, for those who don't know.
Oh,
and they sing
in the magic. Spoiler alert.
Sorry. And they sing, you know, barbershop quartet kind of songs. Oh, some of the songs that are sometimes sang in the
but they're usually about death.
Yes, they are usually about death. I mean, that's, you know, they are the Cadaver Dance. So but they're a lot of fun, and of course you can't miss the Headless Horseman, which I think is just fantastic. Oh my gosh. It's just such a cool party. And they have the new Club Villain this year, which I think sounds awesome. It's a dance party. I'm not the biggest fan of the dance parties, but this one sounds pretty cool because you get to dance with the villains. It's all lit up in black light, I believe. They have some really cool posters or paintings or whatever decorations on the walls. I think that that's a really cool little idea there. So definitely check out the Club Villain dance party if you are a fan of the villains, which of course, hello, it's Halloween. How could you not be a fan of the villains?
It's Halloween, Halloween, everybody. Anyway.
Yeah, Joe. Oh, they also changed that. They changed the villains mix and mingle, so you are no longer mingling.
They don't
mingling.
Mingle. Yeah, that is a mix.
they're just mixing. No mingling. So just keep that in mind. And they cut the number of performances this year too. There are only three. Last year there were four. The past few years there have been four. So
because they're in the soiree.
Correct. Exactly. You have to pay to see them there.
That's right. Those villains, man.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so staying at three different resorts, tips for those quickly. Art of Animation, I would say take advantage of all of the photo opportunities because that theming is over the top and there's great icons and you can get some really, really cool pictures in the Cars area with Little Mermaid. Lion King, it's just like you're standing in the movie. I mean, it's like you're in a set. So that's probably the best thing I can say about art. Anything you can throw in there for art?
Make sure you eat at the food court because they have an awesome food court there. Lots of unique items for sure.
Shades of Green, obviously I don't have any experience there. I've never been in, but I love that that place is there for our military families to get down there with, it's not cheap, but maybe a little less expensively. And hope you enjoyed over there. You know, I've heard great things about it. It's in a great location. Maybe not the best transportation, but, enjoy your time there. But then, Boardwalk, obviously, location, location, location. You know, take advantage of everything around the Boardwalk and over on the Beach Club, Yacht Club side. And definitely take advantage of going to the studios in Epcot easily.
Yeah. And of course, at night they have all the entertainment. So make sure you catch that at some point during your trip too, because they have jugglers and just everything. So make sure you catch that because it's a lot of fun just on a night that you're relaxing a little bit. Just make sure to go around and see what they've got to offer.
All right. Last question of the day comes from Jason Davis. And he says, hi, Mike, Ricky, Pam, and Debbie. We're heading to Disney World for our honeymoon from December 27th to January 12th. Okay, a couple things. I mean, we have a lot of honeymooners.
And like, no, right?
We are the love podcast. I mean, we've talked about Jay and Melissa.
That's right.
Jessica's talking about they just got, first anniversary going. It's like we're like old married couples.
I know, right?
We're not married together, but we're old married couples separately.
We're not married together.
That's right. For all of our new listeners, we are not married.
No, we are married.
We're not married to each other.
We're not married to each other. That would be weird.
That would be weird. Especially since we live like four states apart.
At the time, that's true.
We lived in the same city. Anyway, we'll be spending a week at the Contemporary on the Platinum Package, a 4-day Disney cruise on the Dream to the Bahamas and back for Marathon Weekend. Here's my questions, Jason. First of all, that's not even fair. You're gonna be so chill.
Ridiculously awesome honeymoon. Can I just say, like, that's sick. Yeah,
I'm putting money on Jason to win the marathon because, dude, he's gonna be high on life and he'll be so chill from all these the Platinum Package and a Disney cruise. Psh. He'll be running four-minute miles. Anyway, we have our dining reservations in stone. Victoria and Albert's Cinderella's Royal Table, where he proposed 3 years to the day. We eat there. Ooh, we have some romantic listeners.
Hey, Brian. Three years to the day. You might want to get on this. I'm just saying.
Everybody listen. Also, Ohana and all the other places. What do we need to make sure we take full advantage of the Platinum Package? Second, this will be our first cruise experience. What should we expect and what should we do to make the most of our cruise and what should we pass on for our first cruise? Thanks for all you do and can't wait to run with everyone at the Tower of Terror 10 Miler on Saturday night in the Goofy in January.
Awesome.
This is from Jason T. Davis iPhone. Awesome. So it doesn't say if it's a 6 or a 5, but it's from
his iPhone. It's probably not a 6. I'm just saying. You know, it's probably not a Pop-Tart.
Everybody gets to see my 6 Plus when I'm down there. The thing is,
so you want me to drop it on the ground, right?
Let me just tell you, you're going to see a lot. If you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, be our guest Mike, you're going to see lots of slow motion videos because those are awesome. And you're going to see lots of time lapse videos because they're equally awesome. I videotaped my commute today. It was so fun watching it in time lapse. Even though my commute's not exciting. Anyway, back to Jason's question. So, Platinum Package. My best advice for that is it's so comprehensive and has so many inclusions. you know, I can't say, you know, make sure you do this, do that, because I think that it's so inclusive that you got to kind of pick out the things that you think, because time's, you know, time's money. You want to make sure you do the things
right.
You really like. So I would say just, and you've probably already done this, Jason, but anybody that's on the Platinum package, I tell them to read up on it, you know, highlight what
Absolutely.
You want to do, you know, because you have a lot of options and you're not going to do them all. So make sure you make a list of, we want to do this, and just, you know, cater it, and then make sure you do it. And if you have time left over, then go back and revisit some of the things maybe you didn't put on the list. So that's what
Correct.
I would say.
I would say the same thing. I mean, that's awesome. So yeah, and I would spend as much time. I know that you probably want to go to the parks, but you know, you're paying for the Platinum, so you want to make sure you spend as much time doing that stuff as possible. So that, make sure you take advantage of the plan and all the fun activities that it has to offer, because it offers a ton.
I totally agree with you there, because yeah, the parks will be there the same
right.
when you're not on the Platinum package. Take advantage of the stuff you're paying for at that point.
You know? Absolutely.
All right, so the cruise, first cruise experience, what should they do and what should they pass on? And I would say, man, that's a tough one. I would say, you always suggest a rainforest room. It's their honeymoon. I would definitely do that. You know, couples
Absolutely.
Thing.
And, you know, to maybe plus it up a little bit, because it is your honeymoon, I would definitely say to get a massage or some sort of spa package in addition to the rainforest, because I think that that's super romantic. So that's kind of my suggestion with that. And take advantage of deck 4. I'm totally stealing that before you say it, Mike. So
love deck 4.
Yes, take advantage of deck 4. It's the most relaxing place on the ship. And also take advantage of the, since they are honeymooning, of the adult-only areas that are up in the front of the ship. If you want to kind of sunbathe, there's the perfect spots there to do that. It's quiet because, you know, there's not little ones running around everywhere. And there's an awesome... did they say which ship they're on? They didn't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say like how many nights, but yeah, so we're just kind of guessing here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I know they have it on the Dream. I'm guessing.
It's a 4-day Disney cruise. It's the Dream to the Bahamas.
Dream.
Yep. Sorry, 4-day Dream.
Okay. They have this awesome in the adult only area. It's this like bench seating thing that's in a circle. Oh my gosh, Brian and I went there late at night one night, and we just laid.
That
it
is
was
awesome.
Right
that is awesome.
It was right before. I think it was the night we were docking. You know, before we docked, before we went to, you know, we went back, and we just laid there and just soaked up every ounce of it. We totally fell asleep there. Because no one else was there. I covered us in towels to keep us warm, because, you know, it really does get chilly out on the ocean. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but it absolutely does get chilly. So with the wind whipping and everything.
Well,
so
especially considering you're going to be there in January too.
Right, exactly. So grab a couple of towels and cover yourself with the towels and just sit there late at night and, you know, relax and maybe fall asleep, because it's awesome. I'm just telling you.
And also, I'd just add, make sure you note your honeymoon on the reservation so that Disney Cruise Line can celebrate with you. They're very good about that on the ships.
And Palo.
Palo brunch on your sea day. It's only offered on your sea day. It might be the best meal you've ever had. It is incredible. Incredible.
Yes.
So make sure you do Palo brunch. And that's where I would celebrate your honeymoon. Note that on the Palo reservation. They do it right up there. All right. Well, that's the questions for today. So please do send in your questions or comments to mike@brguestpodcast.com, and we will feature those on an upcoming episode. Don't forget, today's episode has been brought to you by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Now, while we can't give everybody a Days to Go WDW app that looks like mine today with the singular number one staring me in the face, that means, hey, you know, it's time to go to Walt Disney World. You'll be there tomorrow, Mike. You just got to drive 14 and a half, 15 hours, you know, between here and there. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what? I've been counting it down since it was triple digits.
Yeah.
And again, Ricky, we've talked about this a lot. Man, do I love getting that alert every day to saying, and when I get it this time, man, that's it. I'll be there. So,
I know. It was so great when I was going down for the previous trip. And then now, you know, it would pop up while I was on vacation at Walt Disney World. And it'd be like, you have a trip in, you know, 2 weeks, and it would still pop up. And I'm like, yay.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah. When you're there and you're getting another one.
I mean, you know, that's awesome.
Life's good. So yeah, do the same. And again, you know, maybe you got one of these shiny new iPhone future boxes, you know, like they used to call it on Betamouse.
Yes.
You know, you need to trick it out with Days to Go WDW.
The
piece of toast.
Yeah. Whatever. Yes, it is like, piece of toast is probably the better analogy, but I do like the Pop-Tart one. I think that that's good.
Go big or go home is what I say, and you can do that with virtualmickey.com. Drop by today and download Days to Go Make your future box awesome. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show is going to come your way on Sunday night, October 19th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, if I have internet. So
yes.
We know that we had to push the other one back to last Sunday and do that before. We pushed it up an hour as well. So, you know, we're just going to do the best we can. Hopefully everything's back to normal, in October 19th. And we'll have the regular show, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on the 19th of October. So put it on the calendar. Don't put it in pen until we check my internet.
That's
status.
Right.
Put it in pencil. Check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you're walking the dog, when you're out for a run, when you hit the office in the morning, maybe when you're just, checking your Pop-Tart in the morning, checking your email on your Pop-Tart. Put on some Magical Mouse Radio because you deserve some great Walt Disney World audio.
While
check it out.
You're cooking a Pop-Tart for breakfast.
You could do that. Yeah, just don't cook the wrong one. It's very expensive. So check it out today over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Lots of great content coming your way over the next 4 or 5 days. Follow the show at Be Our Guest Mike. Ricky, what's yours?
At Ricky Nibs.
That's right.
Lots of content. You'll probably be tired of seeing me.
That's right. And Ricky's going to, again, update the Facebook group over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast with pictures from the meetups and all the mayhem that will be going on from all the races and all the fun that we'll be having down at Walt Disney World. So please do like the Be Our Guest Podcast on Facebook. We'd really appreciate that. And also drop by the forums at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Get in on the conversation over there. If you wouldn't mind, this week while I have a few minutes, rate and review the show over in iTunes. And you can also subscribe to the show in iTunes over there. You can also subscribe to the show in Stitcher over at Stitcher Smart Radio. A great way to put together all of your podcasts and get them all in one place very easily. So check out Stitcher today. All right, we're going to get out of here because I got to load the car and get ready. I got to teach today. Man, teaching that day when I know I'm leaving that afternoon is so tough. Because it's really, the kids know. The kids know.
Yeah,
like, Ramen's
know.
Checked out. Like, Mr. Ramen's lost it. He's just
Mr.
saving
Ramen's
his...
Ramen's lost it a long time ago.
That's true. True that. But, it's like, they're like, oh, can I go? No way, you can't go. You're one of my students. No, it's like, I just want to go and get away from my students for a few days. And I want to be the kid. They get to be the kids all the time. I want to be the kid for a few days and just run a race and... Right. Have fun with friends and eat lots of candy. I'm ready. All right, so make sure you download Friday's show because it could be epic. I'm just saying, a great way to kick off Epic October. For those that are there, it's going to be a great show to listen to on your way over to Epic October Breakfast. And for those that are not there, you can pretend. So download today's or Friday's show and hopefully we don't disappoint. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I am Mike wishing you a great Wednesday. Thanks for downloading the show. Thanks for the questions and keep sending them in. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.